your friend. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
You're in the Doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on the WRAD Talk Network.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
You know what that means? Do you? We're the underdog. We're mutts.
My number one play is the power sweep.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Welcome in to Hour 3, the Power Hour, on Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson. Join the conversation now on the Long & Foster Baker Team Hotline, 540-639-4900, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990.
Safely underway now. Glad to have you with us, wherever you might be. Man, I had to wait for the lyrics to hit, right? David Till, the Hall of Famer, comes up in about half an hour. Speaking of Hall of Famers, my favorite college football boys, Bill Rolfe and the Rolfe Report now on BDST.
From the talk of the New River Valley WRAD, it's time for the Rolfe Report. Now, along with Virginia Sports Hall of Famer, current ESPN broadcaster, and voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Rolfe, here's Rick Watson.
Live from the Capital One Arena in D.C. Good morning, William.
Good morning. Good to talk with you. How are things in the New River Valley?
Well, they're doing okay. You know, we got nice weather down here, as you know. I mean, it's great. We've got Tech baseball playing well. We've got Notre Dame in town here at Radford. Got a lot of good stuff going on, so it's good.
Hokies pounded Marist yesterday, 20-2.
We've got
Hokie basketball today starting at noon here in D.C. as day two of the ACC tournament gets underway. We are at the Capital One Arena. It is early in the morning here, but it's amazing, you know, this arena, which we don't know what the future of this arena is, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the Caps Wizards, Ted Leonsis, wants to build a new arena, essentially on Virginia Tech's Northern Virginia campus, right across the Potomac, right next to where our new, you know, buildings are going up.
Yeah,
for our Northern Virginia thing. But that's going through state legislature, and there's issues, obviously, political issues on that. But in any event, Capital One Arena, the crew is here. I got here just about 7:30 this morning, and they were all here working, getting ready for a long day of basketball.
Well, what's your take on this Virginia Tech team, Bill? I mean, here they are, number eight. This 8-9 game's always interesting. I mean, can they put together anything, you think, coming up?
Well, they're in the similar situation where a couple of years ago at the Barclays Center, remember? The Hokies went in, and they were seven that year, and they went, was one out, won the whole thing. This is obviously a much different team. Today's game, so Tech and Florida State played twice during the regular season. Each team won at home. Florida State is physical. Coach Young, in his media availability the other day at the team hotel here in D.C., said, you know, they foul on every play. It's just a matter of, you know, you can't get mad about it.
Yeah.
The officials can't call it all. You got to play through it. And that's how FSU plays. I think that if the Hokies can take care of the ball, you know, the game the Tech lost at FSU, Hunter Couture did not play.
Right.
If you recall back then, but they with Couture back, they won. Padula, his last five games, has been playing excellent basketball at point guard for Virginia Tech. He was named third team all ACC. So, you know, the matchup, I mean, it's an 8-9 game. It can go either way. But I think if it really comes down to this, if the Hokies can play through FSU's physical style of play and don't have a cold shooting day, they'll win.
Agreed.
They don't have to have, yeah. a sizzling shooting.
Right.
Game. They don't have
right.
to go 10 of 15 from
no,
range.
No, no.
But they can't have one of those 2 of 18.
Games. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Then you're behind the eight ball the whole day, right? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I like it. And I'll say this. You asked what's my take on the Hokies. This just popped into my mind. I don't know if you watch Tech basketball much this year. Do you think this is in credit to Mike Young, but I'm going to ask you, Rick. Do you think Virginia Tech has the eighth best roster in the ACC?
The eighth best roster? No, not at all.
But they finished eighth.
That's right. That's right.
That's my point. Like
yeah.
that shows you what Mike Young. Like Miami went to the Final Four last.
yeah. Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And Miami just lost its last 10 games to end the season. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
So and Jim Larrañaga is a pretty good coach.
That's right.
And they got some NBA dudes on their roster. They lost 10 in a row. So, you know, the Hokies had some attrition right before the season began with a key guy. They've had some injuries. You know, Couture was out. So I'm very impressed with how it played, this team played.
Yeah, Coach Young's so good in a tournament setting, too. So, hey, I give him a puncher's chance, man. Why not?
No doubt.
How are you looking at the rest of the lineup? Of course, Notre Dame, an upset. They have Wake. You got NC State and Syracuse, BC, Clemson. How are you looking at today's lineup?
You know, it's interesting. I don't know that anybody's playing for a bid. It's kind of a weird day in this tournament.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you got Carolina and Duke and UVA. You know, Virginia's still kind of in that last four in range, right?
Right.
I told you 2 weeks ago, not even. Maybe it was last week. No, the week before, I said, you know, Wake's going to get in unless they lose out.
and then, of
remember
course,
that?
Yeah,
and then they lost to Notre Dame, and they lost to Georgia Tech, and
Oops.
They lost to Virginia Tech. They lost out.
That's
like,
right.
You can't be in the tournament and then just lose out the last week of February and into March, and that's what Wake did. So, you know, I don't know if Wake's got a shot. They got the Irish today, and that'll be fun to see. And the NC State Syracuse game will be fun to watch tonight as well.
That should be the best one, at least in terms of matchups. That and the Tech game today, I think. In terms of closeness, I think those will be the two best ones.
Yeah.
What are you looking at? You know, D.C., we've been talking about here on the show, and people are frustrated because it's in D.C. instead of Greensboro. What do you think the attendance is going to be like?
We're going to talk more about that. I don't think anybody's first-round attendance is good anywhere. You know, it's just hard. It's the middle of the workday.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Notre Dame, Georgia Tech in the middle of a Tuesday afternoon in D.C. I don't know that it would have drawn any better in Greensboro.
Yeah.
I think Friday and Saturday the place will be packed, just like New York. If you've got Carolina Duke Saturday night at 8 o'clock, okay, Carolina Duke at 8 p.m., we can pack the arena, you and me, Rick, as PR dudes, right?
Yeah.
We could pack Miami, Tampa, Atlanta, Charlotte, Greensboro, Washington, Boston, Pittsburgh. Name any of those East Coast city, right?
Yeah, if they're playing, absolutely.
Carolina, Duke. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if the champion, you know, I'll say this, Virginia Tech, ACC, Virginia Tech, Duke had 22,000 people in New York
mm-hmm.
for the championship
right.
game, too.
Right.
I think the ACC championship game will go. We can fill any arena. Those early games, I think it's tough for any conference. But I'm glad it's in D.C. this year.
And I think Tech will have a big, big turnout today fan-wise with the alums up there for that game at noon. I really
well,
do.
The,
I hope
you
so.
See, that's the thing. I mean, I think if we were at night, it would. But you're asking people to take the afternoon off of work. That's the only
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope they can find a way
when
around
we
it.
We played up here in the NCAA tournament. It was all Hokies.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Should be again today.
If you had an 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock game in this arena, we could fill it.
Yeah, no-brainer, yeah. All right, let's talk about the Gritters. Tech spring ball is here.
Yeah, we start on Friday.
Yeah.
We got things going, and, you know, I'm so looking forward to watching those guys get out there. Hope the weather stays great, and the spring game's in just under a month. And Kyron Drones was in Miami last week working out with Shedeur Sanders over from Colorado and the new Miami quarterback who transferred in from the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's going to be a lot of hype around Kyron Drones this year for Virginia Tech, and so we all get it going starting Friday.
One of my favorite things that I've heard from Coach Pry is this rule of zero. It's awesome. Why is this so important to Tech?
Yeah,
offensive?
The rule of zero. The rule of zero. I sat down in his office a couple weeks ago with Tyler Bowen, the Hokies offensive coordinator. And we're talking about, was that, it's similar to the Virginia offensive coordinator, what he was talking about, UVA's, and he said, in college football, if you look at the metrics, if you don't make a mistake, you got a shot. But if you make, if you get the pre-snap penalty or you get a holding penalty and you're behind the sticks and it's second 18, your odds of scoring on that possession are go way down, right? It's not the NFL where the players are so good and the quarterbacks can make all the throws that if it's second and 16 or third and 17, you can make that at a higher percentage. In college, you don't see that. And so basically what the analytics show you is you beat yourself. Or the other team loses the game more than you win it, basically, in the big picture over the course of 12 games. And the Virginia guy said, we want every possession to end in a kick. Every possession should end in a kick.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, an extra point. If not an extra point,
sure,
it ends in a field goal. But the worst thing that should happen on a possession is a punt.
That's right.
That's the worst thing that should happen. And that's what that's Tech's rule of zero that Bowen was talking about. That the worst thing should happen on every on any play offensively is not a penalty. It's not a turnover. It's first and 10. The worst thing that should happen is it's second and 10. And we come back and run another play. It's second and 10. Because once it's second and 15 or second and 18, your odds of scoring on that possession go down exponentially. So in other words, what they like about drones is we run the play on first down. If the pass isn't there, don't force it, right?
Yeah.
Don't get sacked. Throw it away. Second and 10. That's the worst thing that should happen. In essence, nothing happened. But when they do the advanced analytics of it, they want drones to throw it away. They don't care about his completion percentage. They look at his adjusted completion percentage.
Right.
So if no one's open and he throws the ball into the stands, not intentional grounding, but just, you know, throw it away, that's a good play. And they like that in him.
I love it. It sounds so simple, but, man, it's so true. I love it. I mean, it really is.
Not that you want to go into a game and punt 12 times.
No, no.
But if you don't turn it over, your odds of winning go way up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do punt 6 times in 12 possessions.
And Kyron,
because then you can, then you're controlled on the field position.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying, oh, we didn't score on this drive, but you got an all-conference punter, which the Hokies do, right? Punt the ball in on the 9-yard line. And now your defense can cause some havoc. Or at the very least, you get the ball back in 3 plays at midfield and go again.
Keeps the pressure on the other team. I like it. It's really cool. It's really cool. Again, it sounds simple, but Kyron Drones apparently understands that so well, and that's another reason Brent Price so excited about the prospects here heading into the spring. Bill Roth is joining us. He's in Washington, D.C. for the ACC tournament. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get the update on what's going on with the SMA. The youngsters are always doing so much cool stuff. I had the seminar I know Bill wants to talk about. We have the Baker Team Game of the Week, and I don't envy the task this week for Bill. The NRV Heart Clinic Top 3, always a lot of fun. Hope you're doing well. We're always doing well when we hear from the voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth. More coming up on the Roth Report. Stay with us. Don't go away.
Louise Baker, the Louise Baker team of Long & Foster Realtors. Buffalo & Moore in Reiner is pleased to announce they are back to full service for their customers. Dine-in, carry-out, or catering is now available. Call Connie Hale for that special birthday cake, a family-style takeout meal, or a quick grab-and-go lunch or dinner. Bring a friend and enjoy the full menu for dining in. Louise, Marshall, and Rhonda remind you to shop local.
First & Main is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First & Main has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull & Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
One in 4 Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. we've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Are you looking for an exciting career opportunity? Hitachi Energy in Bland, Virginia is hiring production workers for evening and weekend shifts with pay based on experience. But guess what? Experience isn't necessary. That's right. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, they want you on their team. Competitive pay, excellent benefits, and a great team environment await you at Hitachi Energy. Apply today at HitachiEnergy.com/careers. Hitachi Energy, where everyone is welcome, and earnings reflect your potential.
From the classroom to the studio to the stadium, it's time to catch up on the latest from Virginia Tech's Sports Media and Analytics program. Today's SMA update is brought to you by First & Main, Blacksburg's premier destination to eat, drink, shop, and play.
As we roll along with the Roth Report, Bill is in Washington, D.C., the site of the men's basketball tournament and the SMA update. And I know you've been very excited about this year's media seminar.
We do. Every year we do a student media seminar in conjunction with the ACC. It's coming up here. We started about 8:30, so in less than 10 minutes. Dan Schulman from ESPN, Angel Gray from ESPN, a former Florida State athlete, student athlete. Luke DeCock, one of the great columnists in the country from the Raleigh News and Observer. Jim Phillips, the commissioner of the ACC. Jim Boeheim, who's now with ESPN, is going to give a talk on how to act in a press conference after a loss. Jim was in Blacksburg to do a game for ESPN earlier this year, and I approached him and I said, "Coach, we do this media seminar. Would you be interested in it?" And I said, "You know, you've made the jump, right? You've jumped from coaching to broadcasting overnight, but everyone knows your press conferences. Here's a chance for you to talk about it in an academic setting, not in a press conference setting, but take some questions from some kids about it and share your thoughts, because I think it'll really help." You know, I play a lot of Coach Boeheim, a lot of coaches in our classes, like how to ask a question. Don't be intimidated by a coach. Don't be intimidated, right? Kids graduate from college and they get these small market jobs to start in Louisiana and Alabama and Mississippi, and their first thing to go to is like SEC kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. Don't be intimidated. Ask a good question. And that's kind of the thought process. And Jim's going to say that. Like, you can ask a tough question. Just make it fair.
Sure.
Don't second guess a coach. A legendary Hall of Fame coach will appreciate an intelligence question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to do that.
That's great.
And it's a fun event. We've got 12 of our kids. School's in session. We have class today in Blacksburg, but we've got 12 of our students up here in D.C. for the whole week.
Oh, that'll be the highlight. Schulman, and that'll be great with Schulman and with Coach there. They'll never forget those conversations they have with those two guys.
You know?
Right? I mean, it's great. What are you going to do with the Baker team game of the week?
I don't know. I struggled with this one. There's so many great games. The tournaments are about to come up. I want to project a game, though, for you.
Okay.
I don't know that it's going to happen, but my sense is it will. SEC tournaments in Nashville. They played an incredible game last week. I'm going with a Tennessee-Kentucky rematch in the SEC championship game.
Mm, that would be big.
Kentucky fans are going to—they're already there in Nashville. It's right, you know, it's Nashville's on the Kentucky-Tennessee border to begin with. But, you know, the Vols are great, and Kentucky just went in there and beat them on senior day in Knoxville. So I'm going with the UK-UT rematch Sunday.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. I think it will happen. And you're right, Kentucky winning there, that was enormous because, Tennessee was four at the time, number four in the country at the time. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. But this is such a great time of year. It had to be a tournament game.
Oh, the tournaments are going to be amazing.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, now it's time for Bill's NRV Heart Clinic Top 3.
Are you ready for today's countdown? It's time for Bill's Top 3. Now back to Rick Watson.
All right, what are we looking at here today?
All right, I'm gonna go into the water where it's a little, the current's against me, I know, because all the Hokies want the tournament in Greensboro.
Correct.
So I was talking with Red Autry last night. He's the Syracuse coach, Adrian Autry. Red was an assistant at Tech for years under Seth Greenberg. His kids were born in Blacksburg. He played at Syracuse. But I call, you know, you're still a Hokie. I told him that last night. Mm-hmm. I went into their team room and I got a big hug and we sat and we visited for about 20 minutes. But we were talking about the importance of D.C., DMV, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, this region, the importance to both of these programs. So at Syracuse, you know, they talk about their great players like Dave Bing and Carmelo Anthony. They're from here. And same thing for Virginia Tech. Like Dale Solomon's from here. And, and just go down through the list, whether it's Jeff Allen or Malcolm Delaney or all the players from Northern Virginia. You can't give up this region. And if you look at Kevin Durant or Elgin Baylor, Adrian Dantley, Austin Carr, all those players are from here. And so my top three are the three reasons why. I know the ACC just announced they're going to play the next 5 years in either Charlotte or Greensboro. But why D.C. is important. And not just to Tech. And not just to UVA, right? But to this conference. And that is, I think this is the biggest basketball region in the ACC. I think there are more good players, three, there are more good players in the DMV, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, than any other ACC city.
Yeah, I agree. Okay? That is true. Right? Yes.
We don't have St. Joe. We can't, you know, Syracuse is not New York, okay? We can't claim New York anymore. Like when we were in the Big East, you could recruit because you were playing every year at the Garden, okay? Okay. So that's number three. Number two, the donor base. The donor base, particularly for Tech and UVA, the majority, not all, but the majority of high wealth alums for these schools are here. And so this week presents a great opportunity for someone to pop over for the game against Florida State today. And whether you're raising money for athletics, raising money for Triumph, NIL, raising money for the College of Education or Agriculture or Business School, right? You have a suite here. And it's a nice suite. I walked by them yesterday. Okay, you can't pop out. No. There are some people in Greensboro, but it's not like D.C. So that's number two, financially. And number one, I think it's a mistake to forfeit the DMV to the Big Ten. And where I'm sitting right now in D.C., where I'm sitting right now, Rick, I am closer to Rutgers, and I am closer to Penn State than I am to Virginia Tech. And, of course, I'm 12 miles from the Maryland campus, which is now in the Big Ten. And if you look at Michigan and Penn State, those two schools, just those two schools, they've got over 30,000 alumni in D.C. This is too important of a region to wave a white flag and say, it's a Big Ten town now. I think it's too important financially, recruiting, tradition. I mean, Maryland left the ACC and went to the Big Ten, but we don't have to totally give up on the region. And I think, you know, Virginia Tech, each of the last 2 years, Brent Pry has hired a key guy off of Maryland's football staff to come to Virginia Tech. And that's because this area, Northern Virginia, up to Annapolis even, but clearly Baltimore, D.C., Northern Virginia, this is the key epicenter for Virginia Tech institutionally from a financial standpoint, and it's going to be our lifeline athletically because there's so many athletes, there's so many players, there's so many in every sport. As much as we love Southwest Virginia, we can't build a football team based on kids from Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford High School.
Yeah, right.
We need the whole state, and particularly the high population areas. One out of three Virginia Tech students is from here. And so I think it's important to play here. And that's why I'm glad the ACC tournament is here. I'm not saying it should be here every year, but it's too important of a region. And Red agreed with me, by the way. Red's like, you know, this is Red Autry, the former Hokie assistant, but now the Syracuse head coach. He's saying, we don't recruit Greensboro and Charlotte. We recruit I-95.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Right? I mean, all yeah.
We're recruiting from New York City down to Baltimore and Washington, Northern Virginia, and I, you know, I just don't want to, you know, I just think it'd be crazy to go up to, you know, you go watch a Catholic League game here in D.C. and you see a bunch of students wearing Iowa shirts. I just that would scare me if I was a coach to just give up on D.C. as a Big Ten town.
Well, I understand. I mean, I do. And you're right about the amount of talent that's up there in that region. Their own little version of the triad, if you will, right? That whole little little section up there.
And I understand the magnetism of everything has to be in North Carolina. Every championship that the ACC announced last week for the next several years, every sport, every championship is in the state of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Not one in Florida. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think of all the athletes in that state. Right, and there's two ACC schools in that state.
That's right.
Right, not one in Florida, not one in Virginia, not one. So, anyway, I don't want to punt on DC.
All right. Well, there you go. And it's a very solid argument. Absolutely. Well, listen, man, I know you're going to have a blast in the seminar today, too. Have fun with that.
Thanks, man. Have a good week, brother.
You too. There you go. It's Bill Roth, the voice of Virginia Tech football, the Roth Report. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And we'll be joined by the other Hall of Famer, David Teal. He is up there in D.C. He was covering the games yesterday. We'll get his thoughts on everything that's going on. Stay with us. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be here on this glorious Wednesday.
First in Maine is a beautiful shopping center located right here in Blacksburg and has the perfect mix of shops, restaurants, and entertainment. Grab some new shoes and accessories at Runabout Sports and Walkabout Outfitter to make your hikes around the NRV even better. Looking to grab a bite to eat? Well, First in Maine has great restaurants like Avellino's and Bull and Bones. Looking for some family entertainment? Then check out B&B Theaters for movies, the arcade, and bowling. And True Value Hardware for your home improvement projects. Visit First in Maine today, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.